282.
He is the famous Haftorah passage by Chiva. Yikrevu Yemei David Lemus. The days of David came close to die. The days came close to die. Strange expression. Atzav Shlomo Beno Lemo, and he commanded his son Shlomo as follows. The words which amaze speaks to before his death are called Tzavoro. Tzavor. We have that already in the Torah. Achal Yaakov and Tzavos is born. A command. Why is it a command? Not necessarily does he command it, but we have that from based on the halacha that mitzvah lekayim tibur hames. Hames expresses the last wish. It's a mitzvah to be mekayim. So you call the last wishes of hames. You call tzavo. Now here, of course, we don't have to look for any great explanations. We find that he actually gave him commandments by tzav. He gave him certain commandments, and they have a din of a mitzvah lekayim tibur hames. Now, the expression Vayikrevu Yemei David Lemus is, we find that by Yaakov Avinu, we find it otherwise. It's mentioned in connection with Tzadikim. And for the first time we have here David, not HaMelech David. And, in the Lochim, HaMelech David. And there's a reason for it. So we have here in the Medrash, it says, "En shulton v'yom hamut." On the death, on the day of death, in Koheles it says, "There is no rule." Shulton means sultan, shalit. That there is no rule. "En shulton v'yom hamut," which the normal translation is that nobody has any control over death. But "Ein malach hamovis omer." But here the Medrash says, suppose the malach hamovis comes to a melech, to a king. He doesn't say Haul, say Melech, since he happened to be a king, Nevatela out Yom Echot Shnei Yomim, so we'll give him a little bit more time, another day, 2 days. Ein Lefona Ba'osa Yom Masapon, on that moment when the Malach HaMovis is sent, there's no distinctions are being made, regardless whether the person is a king or not, Teidalach, you shall know it from here. Shekol Yomav Shel David Nikro Melech, he's always called Melech. For instance, it says, HaMelech David's okay. He's sick. He's sick. He's in bed. He's still called a Melech. Still called a Melech. Kimi Shigir LeMisosa. When he comes to his Misa, he comes to Misosa. Ein Ksiv BaMalchus. It doesn't say Malchus. It says, HaYikavu Yimei David, not Yimei David HaMelech, Yimei David HaMelech. Now, we find some other saying of Chazal in the Medrash Yalkut. It says, the days came close to die. So Medrash says, Chiyomim Mesim, to the days die. Vayikrevu Yemei David, should be Vayikrevu Yemei David, so that David should die, but it looks like the days should die. Omar Rav Shimon Gamliel, Tzadikim, Shemesim Yemeim Betelim Behem Kayum. The tzaddikim don't die. Tzaddikim don't die. The days die. They stay alive. Their days are dying. So that Omar Yavsu Hasidim Bechumel Yeramel Al Mishkevosam. Even if they are already on their last their deathbed, they still jubilate. Romos El Begrona. Olamad Tosha. Fila Bemisosan Meromem Milakodesh Bochum. The moment of death, they still praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they are very much alive. The days are done. Now that's a remez. Now we say, he told them, Onochi Holech B'derech Kol Ha'aretz. That's a wonderful expression. I'm walking on the road of the whole earth. Ha'aretz means Kol Yoshvei Ha'aretz. I gave Kol Ha'aretz for Mitzrayim. It doesn't mean the whole land came, but it means all the inhabitants of the land. So it means here, I walk on the road that all people who live on earth have to go. It's very normal. You know, there's nothing, don't get overly excited. It's very, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decided. People live for a while and then they die. The main thing is, don't get weak. Don't get weakened. In other words, he wants to tell me, imagine, here's David HaMelech. As long as he's there, Shlomo, he has a support. He has a moral support. His father, Shlomo is 12 years old. He says, when the father dies, he's all alone. He says, it's not the mitzvah yet. He's all alone. And the death of David HaMelech is a terrible shock for everybody. So he says, Chozakto, be strong. Ho yisa le'ish, you shall become a man. Become a man means, although you're not yet a ish, until you're 13, be strong so that you become, act like a person. Act like a man. Yisa le'ish. And then he tells him, Shomarto es mishmeres Hashem elakir. You shall keep the mishmeres Hashem elakir. Certain things which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us as a mishmeres, as a guard, so that we shouldn't do any averes. There are special mitzvahs given to the king, not yesterday, which are called, we are given as a siyok. For instance, la yabe la noshim, la yabe la susim, in case of resolve, la yabe la ma'od. That is lama, why? That he shall not go away from the way, from the derech. So these mitzvahs are called mishmeres. The Torah says the purpose is as mishmeres. And the king has a special mishmeres more than any other person in the world. So that's the mishmeres Hashem Elokim. We have to say it's very interesting that let's measure it. The word kisei itself is composed of three letters, which means kesef, and sus, and isha. And that the whole Jewish throne is based on this. And how come Shlomo HaMelech was over each one of us? Each one. And the father warned him before his death. This is Mishmeres. A mitzvah specially for the time as Mishmeres. And so we say the following. The mitzvahs which are given as Mishmeres is always a reason. The reason is that the wife shall not bend his heart, and he shall not bring the people back to Mitzrayim, and he shall for the susim, and he shall not have case of resort, and so that he should not that was all before David HaMelech knew that Shlomo HaMelech would be benched by Kodesh Baruch Hu, which comes later with Chokmah more than anybody else in the world. He had more Chokmah than anybody else. So, a person has Chokmah Mikol Ish, he will not serve Avodah Zorah ever. No wife will ever be able to persuade him. He's the Chokmah Mikol Ish. Mikol Ish. His own wife shall make him do foolish things. It's impossible. So that's why always when Shlomo HaMelech was reading the Torah, he had to read the Torah all the time, all Yom, especially when he was reading the mitzvah of Hakel. Melech was reading the Torah. He would be matkish in the reading, Lo Yarbe Lomo. The Yarbe is the Yud. He means an ordinary king. It doesn't refer to him. Because they may bend his heart. Of course, it doesn't refer to me. Same applies to Kesef Zov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that Kesef Zov in the time of Shlomo HaMelech. The people were rich, much richer than the king ever became. It says that he made that the gold was like silver, and the silver was like copper. It was an overwhelming wealth. So what does it mean, Kesef Zov? As far as Mitzrayim is concerned, Mitzrayim wouldn't bring people back to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim came to him. The daughter of Pharaoh came to him, and Pharaoh came and gave him Gezer, Bamidbar. The Rashash doesn't. So he was always be Markish, the youth, and said, the Lo Yava means to the other king, any other king, not to going to me. So that's why it says in the Chazal, the youth Shebiyabe came and complained. Not the person. The youth Shebiyabe came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, stayed in Medrash, and said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kosavta B'Torah Seichom, you've written the Torah, Yavla Noshim, here's Shlomo, and he's violating all this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Shlomo ve'elech kiyotzebo, Yovedu, 1,000 Shlomos will perish, and not one kutza shel yud, the yud has three corners, one kutza shel yud will ever become one. In other words, with all his chokmas, the same Shlomo made Shir Shirim, and Kahelis, and Mishle, and built the Beis HaMikdash, and at the same time, and make this tremendous Kiddush Hashem, I mean, Malchus Shavu, and I'll remember that again, all we learned, and he says, 1,000 Shlomos cannot compare to one little point of a youth. So he was Mavatl, he loses his kingdom, loses his world, we see later the punishment that he gets, and this is the story in the children. David HaMelech warned him, the first thing is before he told him about any other mitzvah. Says, the first thing is, v'shamatat mitzmeras Hashem Elokim. Then the leches bidrochov, this of course means, midas tovus. Rochov HaKadosh Baruch Hu means to go in his ways. Ahu rachum, afato rachum. That's this the midas tovus. Leches bidrochov. Lishmachu kos. To be shomer de chukim. I mean, see, those that you can't understand, and the mitzvah which we do understand, the mishpot of ben odom lachaveiro, the eight vosav. Now what's left over? What's left over? Eight vosav. Eight vosav means eidos. It's another plural for eidos. We have it a few times in the evening. Eight vosav. Instead of eidos means eidos means the mitzvahs which are eidos. Shabbos. Eidos. It's yes, Mitzrayim. It's and the Shabbos with the Masvereishes. Tefillin is the Eidus. Mitzvah Pesach is the Eidus. These are Eidus. But Eid Vos comes, is actually the plural of Adi. Adi, Adoim, means ornaments. The precious ornaments. Now, what is this, the precious ornament, which Shlomo HaMelech, the king has a special ornament. He has to have a second Tzeva Torah, the Mishnah Torah. And he says he has to carry that always around wherever he went. Wherever he went, always carry this around. This was special and all that. And he would call about Kol Yemei Chayim, and all his life he has to read in the Torah. He says Leman Yilmat Liyiro Lishma. He has to learn Yerushimayim. When a person is so high, it's not so easy to be Yerushimayim, be the top of the world. Manir v'yiro lishmos kol divra ha-Torah zos v'sachukim v'eilu lasos. So we have here all the mitzvahs which are for a Kohen, for a Melech, the mitzvah of Mishmeres. Then l'lechz b'troch, which says here, levit tirum levovo, he should not raise, and be his heart shall not be rum levovo al echov, that's l'lechz b'troch. Then means keeps all the mitzvahs say, the mitzvahs also say, Chukim and the Mishpotim, and then Eid Vosav means the mitzvah of constantly learning, learning Torah. Sosa Nochi, this is the mitzvah of constantly learning. Oysa Imo, the core of all Yemei Chayim. That's the mitzvah. Kakosu b'Torahs Moshe. He mentions especially Torahs Moshe. He doesn't say Kosu b'Torah. Torahs Moshe in Tanakh means Obasev the world. Because this with Moshe, as I said, his own speeches, Torah Moshe and the Din of Melech are all in Torah Moshe. The man taskil is kol asher taseh, so that you will be successful in whatever you do. Is kol asher tifnesham, whatever you turn to. One refers in your personal life, your private life, asher taseh, and then in your official life, kol asher tifne, wherever you turn around, be taskil. Taskil means there are different difference between haskola and katzloch. Katzliach is also be successful. Katzliach is successful, and taskil. Taskil means using the sechel. Katzloch has nothing to do with sechel. Katzloch is only the broch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where you don't need any sechel. The person sometimes has more, has no sechel, has a lot of katzloch. Taskil means that you're successful using yourself. Mataskil is kol asher taseh. So that is the tzavor which he gives him, and that gives him a brocha. Then in that case, if you do all this, man yokim Hashem es devora, sediba olai. Then HaKadosh, in order then Hashem shall keep his word, which he said concerning me. He didn't say it to him, he said it to Nosan Hanovi, but concerning me, Neymar. Im Yishmeru. I mean, he based it upon a Tanai. Im Yishmeru Bunecha is Da'akom. If they keep their way, the Lechas Lefonai Be'emes, to walk before me and truthfully, B'chol Levovom B'chol Nafshom, Lema, that was the Lema was the Tanai. And then the promise was Lema, Lo Yikores Lecho Ish Me'al Kisei Yisroel. And not a person will be cut off from the throne of Israel. In other words, from the throne of Israel, there'll always be a melech, it's a descendant of David HaMelech. That was the promise. But the promise was made with a condition. The condition is, Im Yishmeru Bonecha Yisdakom, L'Leches Refona Be'emes, In other words, many people are observant of the Torah. We are all trying to keep the Torah in the midst. The question is it b'chol levovcho, b'chol nafshecho? Is it mesiras nefesh? And the emes means mesiras nefesh. If a person keeps the mitzvahs, but when it gets hard, he neglects the mitzvahs, finds an excuse. That's not the emes. It's not b'chol levovcho, b'chol nafshecho. This is when you say Tal Ibn al Ultra Behemas. Means also Nafsha means Mesiras Nefesh. I feel a noteless Nafshako. I mean even if you take you in your soul. It's all with all your rotsan, with all your that means the Khalavov Nafshako. Now Vagam means like this. Vagam means in addition to these mitzvahs which I give you as a mirror, you have some additional mitzvahs. Atal Yodato Esa Sha'osa Li Yoav Ben Zerui. You know what Yoav Ben Zerui has done to me. Sha'osa Lishnei Zorei Tzivos Yisrael, which he has done to the two Zorei Tzivos, the two generals of the army of Israel. One is called Avner Ben Ner, the other is called Amoso Ben Yesa. Avner Ben Ner was the general of Mephibosheth after the death of Saul. He was fighting against David. And the other was Amos ben Yesa. He was the general of Absalom, and he was fighting against David. He caused them Zorei Tzivos Yisrael. Vayargem, he killed them. Well, he killed them. Was defending David HaMelech, so he killed him. No. By Yosef, the main Milchoma B'Sholom, he put down blood of war in the state of peace. They had already made peace. In fact, David HaMelech had promised them that he forgave them everything. They had laid down their armor, they had made peace, and they were given them all the promises. And after it was already Sholom, Avner, Yoav ben Zeruya killed them. Vayiten b'mei milchomo b'chal goroso. He put so the blood of war into his belt, shebemosnov, which is on his loins, ubenalo in the shoes, shebaraglo, which I'm. Now the simple meaning, the simple shot would be, he has charged himself with a blood killing an enemy after he had made peace. He had promised him forgiveness is a murder. And the excuse of the Mei Milchoma is not there because it was B'Sholom. So this haunts him now. He goes around, wherever he goes, he has shoes on, he has a belt on his clothing. He carries that blood guilt with him wherever he goes. Whenever he goes with his feet, whenever he gets has his belt on, which is the end of the clothing, finish your clothing by putting a belt on, So wherever he's constantly going around with guilt of killing people. Now, he does not mention that he killed Avshalom, his son. Killed Avshalom, his son, he's understood that this was Min HaShemayim. He didn't want to have mention that at all. But he killed his enemies. He says, he killed my enemies after they made Sholem. Now you could say that Yoav was such a patriarch, such a devoted friend of David HaMelech, that he wanted to revenge it. He couldn't see that these enemies that David intended to kill David, that they should get away without any punishment. So he did it out of love for David. Because he says, you know, Asher also li Yoav ben Tzruya. He did something to me too, to show that he's not my friend. So the Chacham will say, what was that? David HaMelech sent a letter with Uriah HaHiti to Yoav. He sent a letter to Yoav that Yoav should send to Uriah HaHiti his wife Misa, and he should send him into a battlefield, and then they all should withdraw and get killed by the enemy. And this letter, Yoav showed the people, showed the other people the letter. So it shows that they said, how did you allow that Uriah to be killed? He says, what's that? Here's a letter. It's a private letter, which shows that he is not your friend. He was not my friend. Had he not done this, I would have an excuse for him. But you know, I should also lead that what he done was he done to me. It showed that he's not my friend. So he's not my friend, killing these people, not being my friend. That is an act of murder, and for which he should be punished. However, the Gemara learns from here something else. That they say, it's not a Gemara, it's a Medrash. Rashi brings a Medrash, and I'd like you to look at the Medrash. Now look in the Rashi. Rashi says, "V'chagol roso asher v'mosa shechoga charbo." He tied his sword mitzumedes al mosa. You know the story how he killed Avram. He made the wanted to embrace him, and then the sword fell out, and so that Avram should notice that he has a sword. He put his sword around, right tight on his loins, that he did it to Amos. Now I mean, the first one was Amos. He did it to Amos. We have learned it in before. He tied it so tight, the sword, that when he bends down, the sword falls out. So when he says Alikos Amos, Pio Lamato, at the opening of the sheath in which the sword was stuck, and that was downward, the Asian people should fall down. Kamosh Nema Huyotso Batipa. We learned that. He went out to greet Amoso, apparently the friendship, Batipa, and fell down. Shenoflo, when he fell down, the Notlo, when he picked it up, Kesova Amoso, and Amos thought, Shlanotl Eilalak Biyamin Oretz. He only picks it up in order to lift it from the earth. Volonishma Macher, so he didn't protect himself against the sword. Shabiyat Yoav. So that was, here is alluded to, that he put the Meimel Choma Bachagor Rosau, Asher Bemos. Then comes Benalau Asher Barak. Then he put the blood into the shoe, which was on his foot. That must refer also to his story. So the Chazal say that refers to Abner, which was much earlier. Abner Horak Bo'om. How did he kill Abner Bo'om? He says, namely, Shvayateo Yov El Toch HaShah, the Daba Imo B'Shem. Says he made him go into the doorway to talk to him privately. Now, it says like this. Sheshoalo, he asked him the Shal. Kidemes heyach chaletzes. How does a woman who has no hand give chalitza. She has to pull the shoe from the brother-in-law, and that's because she can't have her hand. How can she pull the shoe? So, how is it? And he said, well, he has to be give chalitza with her mouth. She has to give her mouth. He says, how would she give chalitza with her mouth? So he showed to me. So he stretched out his foot, and Avner bent down in order to show him how you can give chalitza. See the chalitza shoe? Have you seen the chalitza? When we had the chalitza 2 years ago, chalitza that you can pull the lace with your mouth, and then it's hanging on the lace, and you can pull it away. So he bent down. While he bent down, he killed. While he bent down, he killed. So here was again, this is the story. Shenema vayateya yov v'toch hasha, dama imna b'sheli. Now what is the word sheli? It means loshen shal na'alecho. He talked to him while taking the shoe off. This is that is that story. So he told him that v'osiso kechochmosecho, you use your own chochmah. At that time, David HaMelech may be a noob and a boor, that he becomes one day a great one. But you don't have to say that it means a great one. He says, use your own mind. That the main thing is, velaseret sevosa v'sholom sha'ol, his old gray head, Sevo is a gray head, shall not be permitted to go down into the grave in peace. Whatever it is, use your chokh. So Rashi says, Al tanicheu lomus misas asma. Don't allow him to die a natural death. The lipal begihin. If he dies a natural death, he falls into the gehin. If he dies in his, you punish him for the mitzvah, the misa, which he did afterwards, in misa. And he has alam habo. Kolamim mumos and misvadim. Yesham chelik alam habo. But a natural death, his averus that he has done, so great, he could be in the Gehenna. Save him from the Gehenna. That's happening. It's very interesting. Here you have Yoav who went with David HaMelech to thick and thin. He defended his life hundreds of times. This was the Yeshikach he gave him at the end. Although Yoav did great harm to him. He was with Abshalom, and then with Adonijah again. And he did all the great harm that he did to him. And at the same time, he has to thank him for it. The gratitude was he saved him from the Gehenna. It's a strange way how you show your gratitude. But he says he saved him from the Gehenna. Rivnei habarzilai hagilodi. But at the same time, he says what you shall do to the children of Barzilai. And Barzilai Hagilodi is the one who welcomed David HaMelech on his way. When he ran away from Absalom, he provided him with food and so forth. And then he's on his way, and then on his way back, he again met him, and that David Melech invited him. Old Barzilai Gilodi shall come to the Shalayim, and he should be eating at his table. And Barzilai said that he would he's too old. So he says, the children, Barzilai Gilodi, ta'ase chesed, he shall do chesed, v'hoyu v'ochlu shukhanim. He shall be amongst those who eat on your table. It means a person, Ochel Shulchan, was a great honor. Anytime you come to Yerushalayim without invitation, you come and you participate in the royal table. Kichein korvo elai, because so did they come to me. Probably Abbasila took the children along when they welcomed to it. They came to me in the same fashion, Bevorchi, Bipnei Avshalom Achicho, when I had to run away from you, Rabbi Avshalom. Then comes something else. There is a person with you. It's called Shimi ben Gehon. Now in capital, all of the Adat in Post-Kres, where it says, Shimi ben Geri, Nahoyo im Adoniyo. Shimi and Geri were the friends. Shimi Berei, Nahoyo im Adoniyo. Who was that Shimi? That's the same Shimi. Shimi ben Geri. Ben Hayemini is a son of Ben Yomin. I mean, Ben Hayemini. Mibachurim, Vuhu Kilalani Lola Nimreitzes. He is the one who cursed me with a, in Meretz's klone means a horrible klone. What Meretz actually means energy. In Meretz's means an energized klone. You really made a klone which is the worst klone. And the Chachomim say that the Moses says in Shabbos, Nimretz is a Rosh Tevis. He called him Noev, because what he did to the same. Noev, Ma'ovi, Rotzeach, Saureach, and Ta'evo. That he called him all these names. Lola Nimretz. Yom lechti machanoim, on the day when I went to Machanoim. So that means when I went away, when I came back, he was the one who immediately apologized. He came and he went me to greet me on the Yarden, and he begged my forgiveness. Ve'eshbalo Hashem, and I swore to him at that time by Hashem, Lema, im amisro bechorav, I shall not kill you by the sword. I shall not kill you. Because they wanted to kill him. His friends, his Avodim, wanted to go and kill him. And he said, I don't want to. Right? And this is the day of my Simcha. Im amisro bechor. Ato, and now, al tenakem. Now means after his death. And the Shavu is off. Shavu was only a dog. You don't let him keep Noki. Don't let him get away free. Ish chocham ota. You are ish chocham. Oh, when you will be a ish chocham, you are a ish chocham, v'yodato es asher ta'aseh lo, and you shall know what you shall do to him. That means you will find, if you're very smart, an occasion that he'll be a morid b'malchus, he'll be morid b'malchus, and then you kill him for being morid b'malchus. V'horadato esay v'so b'dom sha'ot. And you shall bring his bloody gray hair, bedom, with dam into the grave. That means he shall die, and misa of mishuna, to go into the grave, bedom shall. Here again is the same is that he is supposed to have misa's basin. I mean, actually. Nayob and Yoda is the head of the Bezdin. We have to kill him. Mrs. Bezdin has a Moritz B'malchus. And if he says we do it before, he says they should in Almanach. Now, why David HaMelech had so many other enemies? He just singled this one out. It has a special reason. And it's the strangest reason that one can see. Shimei ben Geri was the Rebbe of Shlomach. He was the biggest Talmud Chacham of his time. He was a Rebbe of Shlomo. Not only was he a Rebbe that he taught in Chochmah, he was a Rebbe in Yerushalayim as well. He hated David HaMelech. But he was a... It says like when Shimei ben Geri died, the Shlomo married the daughter of Pharaoh. As long as he lived, he didn't dare. He was afraid the Rebbe would ask him. He was not only a Rebbe teaching him Torah, he was a Rebbe held him back from doing Averis. That's a Rebbe supposed to do. And therefore he says, Hine Imcho, he's with you. He was you. It means he has a close relationship to you. He's your Rebbe. Shimei ben Geri. And then he mentions Ben Hayamini. Ben Hayamini, Mibachurim. Why does he mention that? It says in the Chazal that David HaMelech, probably the Ruach HaKodesh, or by the advice of the Nevi'im, didn't want to kill Shimei ben Geri right away when he supposed. Why? He knew that Shimei ben Geri will have more children. And one of the children will be the forefather of Mordechai and Yoya and Shimei. See, he gave him a chance. Had he killed him, Mordechai would have never been born. See, he let him live till the progenitor of Mordechai was born. And then he got this, what he deserved. Yeah, I'm there. So, I said, Vayishkav David im Avoso. David died. He went to sleep together with im Avoso. Now, in Dibra Hayomim, you find a lot of speeches which David HaMelech made to Shlomo. It's not mentioned. These were not his last words. Look, very funny. The last word of the life of David HaMelech is the Dom Shaul. It was not like this. It was not like this. This was his last words. In fact, we have to learn the Gitzchen next week at the Morning Shabbos how David HaMelech died. This we have to learn Yitzchen. He died in the middle of Dibrei Torah. And he spoke to Shlomo much more than this. He gave him all instructions. You would have Dibrei Yom, but you can look. You have to look it up yourself. Look in Dibrei Yom and see all this, and see all these chapters in Dibrei Yom where Shlomo HaMelech, where all the speeches, the words of Musa, Yerushalayim, which he spoke to Shlomo HaMelech at that time, all recorded. Here it's only a very short. Malachim Beis, Kapitel Beis, Posse Yud. Vayishkaf David im Avosov, Vayikov Abir David. David died. The word of death we find in the Torah, Shochachti im Avosai. That has nothing to do with burial. So here find the same thing. Yaakov says, "Yechafti mevosai, al notik bereini b'mitzray." That means I'm lying down with my fathers. Do not bury me in Mitzray. Here you see the same thing. Vayishkaf David im avoso, vayikover b'ir David. So the word lying down with your fathers does not mean lying down in the grave where your fathers are born, where fathers are buried. That has nothing to do with it. Yaakov was died in Mitzrayim, not where his father was. It says, "Ayishkav Yaakov, Ayishkav im Avosa." In the Anishoch im Avosa. So it refers definitely to the neshama and not to the guf. Lying down with the fathers means I'm coming to that place where my forefathers are, who don't live anymore. That place. Is Olam Habo, the world, Olam Habo, that has referred to the body at all. And he is now coming to that place where the people who lived before him were. That means, Vayishkav David im Avoso. That's from which we say, it means the Olam Habo, and it refers to Tzaddikim. This is why when Avon HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avon Avinu, Shechavto im Avoso, that you will lie down with your forefather. From this they say, Mikan Sheterach Osa Teshuvah. Because Avraham Avinu came to the same place where Terach was, so Terach must have done Teshuvah, otherwise Terach would not be in Olam Habo. So here we have to take a Gemara Shabbos, which describes the death of David HaMelech. It is traditional, I'd say, that David died on Shavuot, but the Gemara doesn't mention that. The Gemara says he died on Shabbos. It says like this, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav. What means in Tilim, that's in Lamentes, it says how the Eini Hashem Kitzi had let me know Hashem my end, Umidas Yomai Mahi, in the measure of my days, what it is. That means I want to know when he died. He says he wants to know when he dies. He wants to know also how old he was going to become. Eidu me chodeil on. I want to know what chodeil I am. What an chodeil I am. Why did David HaMelech want to know that when he dies? Chodeil means chadal. Chadal means leave off. It means, in our modern language, you would say, I would like to know how expendable I am. It's the world to do without. Every person is a chodeil. One day it's stuck. And the world goes on without it. I want to know how expendable I am. When we lie, especially in a person like David HaMelech in such a tremendous position, he forgets about it that while the whole world now is turning around him, and that one day he's not there anymore. I'd like to find that out. So Oma Laosak Rishpocha, Oma Dovid Fnak Rishpocha, in other words, Dovid said to Rishpocha, Bonish Ron, how the Eini Hashem Kitsi, let me know my end. But actually it means what's going to be after my death. He was right now. Oma Lao, he said to him, Gezeira Hirun Funai, Hashem told him, it's a Gezeira Fakir Rishpocha, She'ein Modiyan Kitsi Shabuzi. Any person, flesh or blood, will never know. The greatest novi will never know when his end comes. Then he says, Midas Yoma Mahi. I want to know how old I'm going to be. He doesn't know exactly, but how old am I going to be? The measure of my days. Yzeirahi Milfonai Shein Madiyan Midas Yoma Shalod. Also another, I think Yzeirah is that nobody will ever know beforehand how old is going to be. Even the greatest tzad, the Eide O Mechoden Oni, he wants to know Mechoden Oni, Omalei said to him, the Shabbos Thomas. One thing, you will not know how old you will come, and when, which day, but at the day of your death, it will be on the Shabbos. So he said, David Tamera says, Omas the Echad the Shabbos. Shabbos is of cannot be buried, by the way. So Rabbi Echad the Shabbos. So he said, maybe a day later, Omer lo, Kva higia Malchus Shlomo bin. So the Malchus, the son Shlomo, has starts already directly after your death. And I suppose the side that Shlomo is going to reign from the Sunday. So Sunday doesn't belong to you anymore, it belongs to Shlomo. When Malchus Nagas Bechaverta Achivakimlo Nimo, no king, one kingdom doesn't touch the other even as much as a hair. In other words, it's exactly on a certain second and your Malchus comes to an end and the Malchus of the world. So it almost Be'erev Shabbos. In that case, the other dies earlier, so he can be buried. The main thing is he has to remain overnight. This is a David HaMelech knows what it means that the Neshama needs the ticket of being buried as quickly as possible. When we read Erev Shabbos, Omalo, he said to him, Ki tov yom b'chatzerecho me'olev. So this book quoted to David HaMelech, his own poster. David HaMelech says, I like one day being in your chotzer, that means inside the Beis HaMikdash, or the Mishka, he didn't have it, or the Moed, that he had b'chatzerecho, I like that better than 1,000 normal days. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, Tofli Yom Echad Shat Yosef Ba'osik Batov. That one day longer that you live, in which day you sit and learn Torah, is to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, more precious Me'elef Olaos She'osit Shlomo Bincho Lahakrif Lefonai Kama Mizpah. Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. It says at the time of the dedication of Beis HaMikdash, Shlomo HaMelech was brought 1,000 of us. Nobody ever done. Why was that done? What? Yitz Hashem, the Alta Elim, what's the goal one day? The Samikdash was intended to be not only, so Shlomo HaMelech thought, not only the Samikdash for Klal Yisrael, but for the whole world. The kingdom of Shlomo was extended to the whole world. And it was supposed to be, Kod Benechosa, Yitro Bishmecho, and so forth. That's what we say in Oleinu. Basically, 1,000 orders symbolize mankind, all mankind, at till the end of days. So this was a tremendous problem. The hope that 1,000 orders means, like we have Shivim Purim for 17 nations, 1,000 orders means Kol Olam Kulam for everybody, at Sof Kol HaDoros. It was a tremendous problem. It says, one in this common will be accepted. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was at the time the Shlomo HaMelech not done what we learned Yetz Hashem the weeks to come, that this Beis HaMikdash would have been the Beis HaLomim forever. We wouldn't have any Golus or anything else. Shlomo HaMelech would have been the Mashiach. So it says one day of learning of Torah of David HaMelech is worth more than the whole thing of Shlomo. This is it. So cannot die one day early. One day you learn one more day Torah. Kol Yom HaShabbat. So what did David HaMelech do? He didn't know when he would die. So every Shabbos He learned the whole Shabbos. Learned the whole Shabbos. Yosef Begoris Kula Yom, every Shabbos, once after he heard that, came Shabbos, he spent the whole Shabbos in the, because he was in the Kiddush and so on. But the rest was Nerf Benzer. How Yom at the Bulim, in the Menach Nafshe, on the day when he was supposed to die, Chom Malach Amoris Kamei, Uno Yochale. So the Malach Amoris came, but when somebody learns Torah, Tzadik Torah, Tamer learns Torah, Malach Amoris has no power to wait till he stops. Instead he stops. But the mouth didn't stop from learning. He constantly was learning. So the Malach Amoris says, what can I do? I have to carry out my mandate. Behind the house of David was a god. So the Malach Amoris made some noise with the trees. The trees were rustling.